Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you and welcome you in the wonderful name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad that you've made time in your schedule to join me today, because as I've been led of the Lord, I'd like to share what I believe is a very important and very interesting and fascinating understanding of the scripture that will relate in a very practical way in our day-to-day lives. Would you like to be led by God? Well, I'm certain that every born-again child of God who really loves the Lord with all of their heart, mind, soul, and spirit, that's their heart's desire. And I've been praying for my radio family as well as the UCM partners that we would become increasingly aware of the Holy Spirit this year. He wants to communicate with us. He wants to lead us. That's the purpose. Jesus gave him many, job descriptions. He's our comforter. He's our helper. He's one that walks beside us, if you will, to lead us into all truth, to give us understanding of God's will, to show us things to come. So the Holy Spirit is a very special friend, and His primary task, as well as teaching us and guiding us and directing us, is to bring us into the fullness of the perfection of Christ Jesus. Now, how does God primarily lead us? Well, there's two ways that the New Testament believer is led by the Spirit of God. First of all, and if you've been listening any length of time, you know there's nothing more important or nothing that supersedes the Word of God. That Word that is given to us in the Holy Bible applies His Word to our lives. Whatever personal situations you may be in, there's always a promise, there's a word of the Lord that will relate to it. He's given us all that pertains to life and godliness, and that's why we do have that written word, because His word will tell us how to act, how to think, how to proceed. And also, secondly, there is what is called the inner witness of the Holy Spirit to our spirit. There's that gentle prompting by the Spirit of God that will nudge us, that will lead us in a particular direction. And since on this broadcast I'm always emphasizing the Word of God for instruction and for direction, what we want to be focusing on in this broadcast and succeeding broadcasts is the inner witness of the Holy Spirit, how we can be led by the Lord. Hebrews 10:1 says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come." Now, that's why the Old Testament was given, the Old Covenant. It was to prepare us for the beauty and the grace of the New Covenant. The Living Bible of that verse says, "The old system of Jewish laws gave only a dim foretaste of the good things Christ would do for us." Now, everything in God's Word has meaning. To be honest, we may not always fully understand it. A particular passage may not be totally clear to us, but we want to look at the way God led His people under the Old Covenant and how we, under the New Covenant, are led today. And this is very important, so I am going to do a little bit of teaching, and I ask you to hang in there with me so you will understand the way He has dealt with His people under both covenants, and of course, we have a new and exceeding better covenant with better promises today. But under the old covenant, God's people, Israel, they were led by the Word of God. Those that existed up to the birth of Christ who were godly and righteous, they did have the law of Moses that was written down, that was ministered in the synagogues, and also up at least until 400 years before the birth of Christ and the appearance of John the Baptist, he did speak through the mouth of the prophets. And also, as we read the Old Testament, even in as early a book as the Exodus, we find two words that are used. They're rather strange, peculiar words, but they were a means whereby God led his people, and that's the Urim and the Thummim. Though that word appears five or six times in the Old Testament. This was a mysterious yet unmistakable way that God led his people. It was a means of guidance and direction in the determination of God's will. I'd like to share with you just a few comments made by Dr. Henry Morris in his commentary on this. And he says, the mysterious Urim and Thummim set in the 12 jeweled breastplate of the high priest, that's mentioned in Leviticus 8:8, evidently had something to do with recognizing God's will for the 12 tribes in their wanderings and conflicts. There's references in Numbers 27:21, Deuteronomy 33:8, 1 Samuel 28:6, Ezra 2:63, and Nehemiah 7:65. Exactly what they were and how they functioned has been the object of much speculation. If their meaning was something like lights and perfections, as most scholars believe, they must have been in some way a medium of special divine guidance during this strategic period in God's plan for his people Israel. So what we're going to do is look a little more closely at the Urim and Thummim. We're going to spend a few moments looking at what they were and then look into the New Testament to see that they were a symbol or emblem, if you will, of the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. Let's take some time right now and look at what they were. Bible scholars seem, as I just shared from Dr. Morris, they don't have a full understanding or agreement as to what they were. The Bible Dictionary says this, on every side we meet with confessions of ignorance. The mysterious words meet us for the first time as if they needed no explanation. In the descriptions of the high priest's apparel. In fact, let me just stop reading from that Bible dictionary. Let me share with you what Exodus 28 and 30 says. Or actually, I'll start reading 29. And Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart when he goeth in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually. And thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goeth in before the Lord. And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Now to go back to what the Bible Dictionary says, over the ephod, there is to be a breastplate of judgment of gold, scarlet, purple, and fine linen. In it are to be set four rows of precious stones, each stone with the name of a tribe of Israel engraved on it. Inside the breastplate are to be placed the Urim and Thummim, which also were on Aaron's heart. Not a word describes them. They are mentioned as things already familiar to Moses and the people, connected naturally with the functions of the high priest as he would mediate between Jehovah God and his people. Now, the Hebrew root word for Urim is Or, O-W-R, and for Thummim, it's T-O-M, Tom. And Or in the Hebrew means fire or light or brilliant glow. That's what Or means fire, light, brilliant glow, and it speaks of a supernatural brilliancy when the answer from God, that when the high priest was seeking the Lord's will on behalf of the people, it would indicate a yes or affirmative. Now, tom from tumim means truth, perfection, completeness, and it means a symbol of truth. And in both of these words, Urim and Tumim, the last two letters, I am, means the plural of the root word preceding it. Thus, this is the definition, if you will. Urim are lights, fires, and brilliant glows. The Tumim means truths, perfections, and completeness. In Leviticus 8:8, when Moses dressed Aaron, he consecrated him to the priesthood, and he put in the breastplate the Urim and Tumim. The Fenton translation calls it the breastplate of light and truth. Now, on the outside of this breastplate, the part that was visible, there were four rows of precious stones, 12 stones for the 12 tribes. And some scholars think that these outward stones lit up when the Urim was in use. Others say that the Tumim was itself a literal manifestation of truth. Perhaps it was a unique stone or piece of wood in the little pouch behind the breastplate. The Urim lit up as the high priest peeked behind to see the answer. If there was an inner glow, then he knew the question he had asked the Lord was answered in the divine affirmative. If there was no brilliancy, God had not spoken in the affirmative. No glow meant no go. In either case, the high priest of the nation always knew God's will in any specific situation for which he asked counsel of the Lord. Well, my time has just flown by today, and we're just getting into this, but I do invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this on how to be led by God. I thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a blessing to come into your homes and automobiles and workplaces. I do invite you, if you have prayer needs, won't you write, send me that email or drop me a note in the mail. I love to hear from you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.